Hi everyone. It's 4/13/2024, and I have words of the Lord from today. Thank you, Father. I'm just going to say a quick prayer and get started. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for your messages, for your guidance, your direction. I pray for my brothers, my sisters, the lost, the confused. I pray that we do not lean on our own understanding, Father God, and I block, bind, and rebuke deception in the name of Jesus. I pray that this message goes out to every ear and heart that needs to hear it, and that they would come right back to you for discernment, understanding, that they would pray for discernment, understanding, and understand what that really, truly means. Father, teach them, show them, guide them, and direct them to truth, your truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over my brothers, my sisters, their families, their children, Father God. Dispatch angels to them to cover them, Lord, like only you can. I pray for their jobs, they're coming and they're going, Father God. I pray that they take this message and pray over everything, Lord. I pray that they pray over every word, every message that they hear, that we are not deceived in these days, that we are going forward with your guidance and direction. I give you glory, honor, and praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Okay. April 13, 2024. I call my own to my feet that they would seek first the kingdom and endure to the very end, fully devoted to their Abba, their Adonai. I love you, my children. Do not stray with life's distractions, but press in, putting me first at the very top of your day and night. Put down the vices of this world that pull you away from me, the squirrels, as I say. My children, seek first the kingdom. Pressing in now is not the time for distractions of this world. Come under the shadow of my wings. Battle ready, my loves. I am here. I am he who was, who is, and will be forevermore. Ready those hearts in prayer for all that's to come. Prayers of the righteous avail much. Come now, my faithful. Call on me for guidance. Ask me to direct your steps, to search your heart. My children, is anything too hard for me? I tell you, nay. I am God Almighty. My ways are higher. Walk according to my will. Know my ways. My son Jesus came in the flesh, walked this earth to set down his life, that my children would set down their lives for him. Know him, love him, seek him, and follow him. Be set free, my children. Walk the walk and be set free. Your loving Abba, your first love, your Adonai, the lover of your soul. I am yours and you are mine. Daughter, tell them I am their only way, their only hope. No one comes to the Father but through Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. My way, my will. Tell them I love them. And relationship is a two-way road. Tell them, give me their hearts completely. Watch what I do. Get on my path, children, the road less traveled. Few that find it. I am calling. Who will answer? Then I went to sleep and I woke up again to this message. Speak to my lost and lowly at heart, child. They are lost and there is much to come. They will be tossed to and fro with the waves of the storms. I am not their firm foundation. Tell them they need me now more than ever, like never before. Come, my lost sheep, my loves, I am here waiting. Fall to those knees. Call on me, your firm foundation. Know me. Call on me. Seek my heart. This world is not for you, but against you. So many are just out for themselves, a jealous, selfish generation. That is not me or my ways. I call my children to look out for each other, pray and provide for the brethren, your brothers and your sisters. That is of me. Pray to have my heart, to know true love that I give. I give compassion for the less fortunate, the poor and the widows, the fatherless. Where are your hearts? Looking for material things that soon will have no value. Food and water will be the only value you will need. No more wants, but needs. And your focus is on your future garbage. Seek me. Seek to want truth, wisdom, knowledge. Much is upon this world, and many are not prepared. You're focused on the wrong things. Come out of her, my people. Time is of the essence. Come as you are. I only want your heart. I will guide you, mold you, teach you, and show you great and wonderful things that you do not know. Come now, prepare the hearts for all. Pray for my will, want what I give. Now is the time to call on me. Yeshua, the Messiah, your Redeemer, Jesus the Christ of Nazareth, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Who do you say that I am? Know that greater is he who is in you than he who is in this world. Then I went to sleep and I woke up to another message. Or I was trying to go to sleep and then I was hearing this message. The lost do not know what is upon this world. Buying and selling will soon cease to exist as you know it. Much to come, many will not have the funds to buy. Many will not have the funds to buy. Are they interested in their one true provider? I am your provider. Mine will not lack. Who has ears to hear? I give pearls of wisdom. And that's the message for today. And I don't know if everybody is getting what how I'm getting these messages. There's two messages for two groups of people. There's the called that answered that he's still working with. There's training that's going on right now that life is training, and then we're getting trained. He's training us each individually. We're all being trained. A lot of us know who we are in him. And then there's the lost that are not seeking properly, leaning on your own understanding. And he's calling you to answer the call. You might think you're here, but you might be here not seeking properly. I know from some of the comments that I've received, these are two different walks, and they're two different expectations are here. He wants you to come as you are. This group already came, has been learning for a while now, maybe even started this year, but they're seeking with all of their heart, mind, and soul. They put down this world. This person, this group might still be in and out of this, out of the world with distractions. And like he said, for this person, I think this group, he was talking about the distractions of the world with the squirrel. Like we're focused on, like, this is an example. I take my dogs out, and they'll be focused, so calm, walking, doing their business, and a squirrel will come out of nowhere, and there I go, like they're like totally lost focus of what they were doing. That's what we need to be focused 100% on the Lord, that we, no matter what's going on, what distractions are coming in our lives, everybody around us, because we still live in this world, stuff happens, but we need to come right back and stay focused on the Lord. But this group over here probably doesn't even realize that they're not seeking properly. But there's a reason he says, come to me. He needs one-on-ones with everybody, because we all have our walks with him. He's and even everybody in this group right here, we're all in different levels. And even here, like, we're all in different levels. We all have our own walk. We have one destination, but we all have our different things that he's still working on. He's still training us. He's cutting off stuff that we're stuck on doing. Excuse me. So everybody needs to, no matter what group you're in, you need to be seeking the Lord for these messages, for what's specific for you, from everything to where you are. He will meet you where you are, and he will tell you if you need to fast, if you need to read more if you need to, whatever it is. I get corrected all the time, and I know that a lot of brothers and sisters do. And that's a relationship. He's guiding us and molding us. And I want, please correct me. I want to be corrected, especially by the Lord. Lord, correct me. That's in my prayers. I want to be corrected. That should be in our hearts, because we don't want to be deceived thinking, I know everything. I'm good. I'm doing this. No, I know that I don't know everything. I know that I need him to guide me. I don't want to lean on my own understanding. He's my understanding. What he wants for me is what I want for me. Wherever he needs me to go is where I'm going to go. And it doesn't matter what's going on. If I know to take everything and to pray for discernment, understanding, and how to get the proper answers from the Lord. And that's where we all need to be. And if you seek him, you will find him. We are at a special time right now that he is pouring out, and he wants to talk to everybody. Even if you think you can't hear from him, you're able. There's so many different ways that he speaks to all of us. So don't be discouraged thinking you can't hear from him, because if you press in, he will. He said, watch what I can do. He will show up. Seek him and he will be found. So I just wanted to let everybody know that things might be a little confusing for you because you hear different things, but there's two different groups is what's going on here. I think you can hear that, but I'm not sure. I'm getting woken up at different times with each group of message. Each message. Anyways, that's all that I wanted to say. Take everything to the Lord. It is so important. All of these messages need to be discerned, and he will tell you what's correct, what's not correct, and what's specific for you. If this message even applies to you, because this message is for a certain group. I felt it. I knew that this isn't for everybody, but I knew that it's for his called, and it's for it's for those that have already answered and those that he's calling. So if you're here, it's for a reason, and he's calling you, or you're either called, but he has messages for us. So take everything to him. Find out what's for you and what's not for you. That's it. Get in his word and know that Jesus is the only way. He loves you and he's calling you, and pray about everything. Don't lean on your own understanding. It's so easy to be deceived and lean on our own understanding, but the Lord needs to correct us and guide us and direct us. We cannot do it by ourselves. We can't even think that we can do it by ourselves, especially right now. We need to take everything to the Lord, and it's that important. I will just tell you from my experience, he is guiding me from everything that I've learned these last 4 years, everything on my addictions that he took away with my coffee, how to eat clean. He's cleaning our vessels. He's telling us what to eat and what not to eat, and giving us a new way of being clean for our Holy Spirit, so that we can hear Holy Spirit clearly. That's the message that I've received for me, what's good to eat for me and what's not good to eat for me. And he gave us basics, turkey, chicken, vegetables, fruits, but specifics, you need to take that to the Lord. I can't tell you, because I don't know what he has for you guys. He knows what he has for you. We're all individually different, and our bodies are different, and what he's having us do is going to be different, but he has something for all of us. So in order for you to know what that is, you need to go to him with all of your heart, mind, and soul, and do not lean on your own understanding, but take everything to him. He's going to guide you. He loves you that much. And it's so awesome to be alive right now that we get to be a part of what is going on, and it's going to happen and go, that's going on in this lifetime right now for us. We are chosen for such a time. We need to walk that walk and pick up our mantles and be that called person and pick up what he has for us. God bless you guys. Have a good night. And I love you.